Welcome to the Broken to Beautiful podcast. Have you been feeling as if you're simply drifting through life with no real purpose? If you felt that tug on your heart, knowing you have more to offer, but feeling weighed down by your past, know that you are not alone. I'm Cherie Haynes, and I understand the struggle because I too was going through the motions for way longer than I'd care to admit. However, after surrendering alcohol to God, a whole new world opened up for me, and I began waking up with a renewed sense of purpose and joy like never before. I know it's scary to think about, but what if letting go of alcohol could be the key to growing closer to God, getting into the best shape of your life, and finally becoming the person He created you to be? Join me weekly for uplifting Bible verses, words of encouragement, and tools to revitalize your body and mind. You, my friend, are here for a reason, and I can't wait for you to begin letting your amazing light shine. So let's go ahead and jump into today's show. Welcome back to the Broken to Beautiful podcast. Today, I want to address a common question that's asked. Won't life be boring without alcohol? But before we get into that, I want to share with you our verse of the week. Romans 15, verse 13. I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in Him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. I just love this verse so much, don't you? And what better verse for our topic today? As you're exploring this alcohol-free journey, it is my prayer that God, our source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust Him. And then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. If we are overflowing with hope, we won't need or desire alcohol because we will be filled with such joy and peace. Those feelings will far outweigh the temporary feeling of pleasure we experience with alcohol that almost always turned into shame, embarrassment, and disappointment the next day. So on that note, back to our question, won't life be boring without alcohol? And I can confidently say absolutely not. And I'm going to share with you my top five reasons it will actually be more exhilarating without it. Reason number one, I now wake up with excitement, anticipation, and hangover free. Now, how often does that happen when we're drinking? Even when it's only a glass or two of wine, do you ever feel amazing the next day? Or do you always feel a little foggy, a slight headache, and never 100%? Often we don't realize how bad we felt when drinking until we remove it. Once I removed alcohol, I loved how I felt so much that I prioritized that over the very temporary feeling I got from a glass of wine. Each morning, once I have a few sips of coffee, I feel energized and have this hunger and desire to see what God reveals to me that day. I look forward to digging deep into His Word and the inspiration I get from learning and growing. I also love taking the necessary time to journal and process any emotions from the previous day that need to be addressed, and that frees my mind to be more receptive to hearing God's voice and direction. Reason number two, I am more productive. I often get more done in one day now than I did in an entire week when I was drinking. With all of the extra energy and having a clear mind, I am able to accomplish so much more. I also don't get distracted as easily. When I was drinking, it was so easy to get on TikTok and waste hours scrolling. But now I am more intentional and protect my precious time because I feel like I have so much to do and every single moment counts. I take time to schedule out my mornings and my week to make the best use of my time. When we're drinking, we don't ever make this a priority because we don't care as much and would rather just be comforted by our glass of wine instead of making a difference in the world. Removing alcohol gives us so much more purpose, and we realize that we have a bigger mission in life that God has put on our heart. Therefore, we want to continue making as much progress as we can because we know He has such an amazing life planned for us. We realize we don't want to miss out on all of the blessings from Him, as well as how we can be a blessing to others. Reason number 3, I am now living in integrity. I felt so distant from God for a long time because I knew that He was asking me to let alcohol go. I just wasn't ready to give it up for the longest time. And as a result, I didn't have the clarity, direction, or guidance from Him. I knew though that as soon as I surrendered this to Him, He was going to bless me, and He has. I can't even begin to describe how good it feels to be walking with Him on this journey and feeling His presence like never before. I can now look myself in the mirror also, knowing I am living in integrity and doing what I know in my heart is right. I am following through on my commitments to myself for the first time in a long time, and it feels so good to know I can count on myself again. When I was drinking, I constantly let myself off the hook and gave into my excuses of why I could skip my workout for the day, or order pizza because I didn't feel like cooking, or have another glass of wine because I deserved it after such a long week. But I was so disappointed in myself after giving into those desires, and now I don't feel that anymore. It's so reassuring to know that I am now taking personal responsibility for my life. Reason number 4, I have a sense of gratitude for all the things I used to take for granted. When we drink, we so look forward to that dopamine hit we get from drinking that all of the other beautiful things in life don't seem quite so extraordinary, right? But now, I feel tingly and such a sense of awe when I'm able to watch the sunset and witness God's magnificent artwork. I am also moved by music again. I love music, but when I was drinking, I feel like I rarely felt emotions or connected to it like I did when I was a kid. I now embrace each song and experience the meaning behind it. It might sound silly, but even Christmas music has a whole new feeling. For so many years, I didn't ever feel like I was in the Christmas spirit, but this past Christmas, I truly looked forward to listening to it and felt the eagerness and excitement I used to feel when I was a kid at Christmas time. I also look forward to the love and snuggles with my dogs. I think I was in my own world for so long and in this constant fog that I got annoyed with them instead of appreciating their unconditional love and how happy they are to see me no matter how long it's been. I definitely used to take that for granted, but I don't anymore. And I know I mentioned this earlier, but I cannot emphasize how much I now cherish my mornings. I can't believe I wasted so many mornings sleeping in and being hungover. My morning time is sacred, and I look forward to it way more than I ever looked forward to a glass of wine. I wanted to take a quick minute to let you know I created a free morning meditation just for you. If you need some motivation to kickstart your morning and get into that flow state, priming you for a productive day, make sure to download it for yourself. I will have a link for you in the show notes. Now, let's get back to the show. Reason number 5, I'm now losing weight effortlessly. How hard is it to lose weight when you're constantly drinking and overeating every weekend? Impossible, right? Well, once I removed alcohol, my weight didn't constantly fluctuate 5 to 7 pounds every single week. It was amazing. The first time I got on a scale on a Monday after not drinking all weekend, and seeing it the same weight as when I weighed myself the previous Friday. And then it wasn't long before I saw the number on the scale even go down on a Monday. And I haven't even been super strict yet, as I've had other things I'm focusing my attention on. So if I'm losing weight just by removing alcohol, I am so excited to see what happens when I do get a little bit more strict. I plan on sharing an episode in the near future with you with my exact plan of action, so stay tuned. So there you have it, my top 5 reasons that life is not boring without alcohol, but is actually more exhilarating now. I hope this encourages you to realize how amazing life can be on the other side. It just takes an open mind, the desire to change, and partnering up with our Heavenly Father. And back to our verse of the week, which again is so fitting. I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you with joy and peace because you trust in Him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13. Now before you go, let's go ahead and close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for being our true source of hope. In the past, we've turned to alcohol to fill that void, but there was always a lack of fulfillment because, as we know now, you are the only one who can fill us with the joy and peace we so deeply yearn for. We pray that we will overflow with confident hope through the power of your Holy Spirit. In your Son's name we pray, amen. Have an amazing week. God bless.